Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Oh, yes, they will. 720 WGN. There you go. Rembrandts, and that's the Friends song. I'll be there for you. Hey, have you heard there's a Friends reunion? And Alexander Zalbin, who's the managing editor of Decider.com, is with us again to shed insider light on a Decider topic so we don't have to think, which is just, I think it's just the greatest thing. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on again, John, and glad to take the thinking off your shoulders. I appreciate it.
You know, that's really almost more than any human could ask. So, the Friends reunion. I'm just going to lead with it. I mean, I got things like, you know, who's coming, who are the guest stars, you know, where are they going to be, how's this going to work? But my first question is, how much are these guys getting paid?
Oh, so much money, John. You know, the thing about the Friends reunion, this was supposed to be the big, huge kickoff special for HBO Max when it launched almost exactly 1 year ago. It launched, I believe, on May 27th. The special is finally debuting this year on May 27th. And it was supposed to be the thing that launched the service. As everybody knows, of course, COVID happened. They weren't able to do an in-person reunion for safety reasons, obviously. They wanted to do it big. They wanted to have an audience. They wanted to do it on the original Friends stage. And none of those things were possible. They finally have figured out how to do that safely since there has been so much safe shooting that's happened in Hollywood. So they finally filmed it in front of an audience, did it. I believe it's $2.5 million each is about the rate. So lots of money.
Well, I don't know if people remember, but the cast of Friends, excuse me, did something I don't think it's ever been done in the history of television before then. And that was that the show was so big, so popular, that they were up for contract renegotiations, and they all decided to negotiate together as one unit. Mm-hmm. And they were paid, man, I don't know, millions of dollars per episode. I mean, it was just outrageous. Amount of money. So it doesn't surprise me at all that would be the figure.
Well, on the flip side, I mean, just talking about that thing back in the day, it really set the tone for a lot of other shows because people felt like, actors felt like they were all out there for themselves and the cast of Friends. Obviously, it's a very unique case because it's one of the biggest shows of all time, but they were able to say, hey, we can all be in this together. We can all work on this together. And a lot of casts have done that since for the better, I think.
So, for some reason, I'm getting a little hoarse here, but I will continue on. So this has been taped, filmed, whatever you want to call it, in front of an audience. Is that what you said?
Until today, we didn't actually have any sense at all exactly what the special would be, other than the original cast members of Friends were getting together. There would be a special on HBO Max. They revealed, I believe last week, that they're having a wild selection of celebrities, not just people who appeared on the show when they were younger, but people like Mindy Kaling is going to be there, Malala Yousafzai, David Beckham, Maggie Wheeler, James Corden, all of these people showing up, as well as the cast members. But they released the first trailer today, and that gave us a look that we still don't know exactly what it's going to be, but it's definitely going to have the very traditional cast meeting in front of an audience talking about the show, but there's going to be other elements as well where they give each other a quiz about the history of the show. They're going to do a table read of one of the episodes. They're going to revisit old sets and old bits. So for fans of the show, I think they're really trying very, very hard to go all out to make this much more than just an hour on stage talking and that's it. It's going to be a bigger thing.
You know, a table read of an episode, that's a good idea, because obviously they wouldn't go back and do an episode a new episode, or, you know, the Friends Have Gotten Older episode. They wouldn't do that. And they wouldn't go back to recreate one, you know, with the costumes and the lighting and everything. But a table read, that's a great idea. I'd really want to tune in for that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I'm excited to check it out, too, particularly, and this isn't going to be a huge surprise to anybody listening, but all of these actors have become so much bigger over the intervening years. Mm. To see them revisit this material now that they're so much more seasoned is going to be very interesting to see. It should be fun.
I've never seen this, but I have in front of me The Friends Reunion will premiere on HBO Max on Thursday, May 27th. At 12 a.m. Pacific time, 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I mean, they're really like doing it the second after midnight in on the West Coast.
Well, that's sort of the typical HBO Max thing and a lot of the streaming things is they'll release it midnight on the West Coast and 3 a.m. on the East Coast. But I think the streaming services have found, particularly Netflix, definitely Disney Plus with Marvel and Star Wars stuff, and I think HBO Max is going to see the same thing with the Friends Reunion. People stay up for that. They stay up until 3 in the morning because they want to be the first people to see it. They're going to start tweeting out all their reactions as soon as it happens and screen grabs and everything. So I guess if you don't want spoilers from the Friends Reunion, make sure to stay up Thursday night, May 27th.
Yeah, 720 WGN, John Landecker. And that, by the way, is Will Ferrell and maybe Rachel McAdams, but maybe somebody else singing in her stead. From Eurovision, the movie that they put out, what, I guess last year, early this year, on Netflix. And I tell you, Alexander Zalbin is with us from Decider.com. I enjoyed that movie just about as much as I've enjoyed any movie anywhere. I thought it was just incredible. And the more go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to completely agree with you. I went in very begrudgingly thinking, I'm not going to like this. This is going to be a dumb Will Ferrell comedy. And I loved it. It made me laugh. I honestly got a little weepy at the end of the movie, which I was not expecting, but super fun and a perfect watch right now because the real Eurovision is going on.
Yeah, that's what brings me, you know, to my next question, and that is, I've never even thought about watching Eurovision, the singing competition that happens yearly in Europe, but I'm all about it now. How do I watch it?
Well, you're actually in luck because in past years, there's been absolutely no way to actually watch it in the United States other than going to a bar that happens to have it hooked up or something like that. But this year, Peacock, NBC Universal Streaming Service, has actually picked up rights to Eurovision. So you can go watch it over there, which is kind of great. I believe they're basically streaming it constantly at this point.
Oh, really?
Because, I don't know the full schedule, but it goes on all the time. And you can also watch it on demand on Peacock, which is kind of great. So we get a chance to legitimately see it. The little caveat there is you have to have Peacock. The good news there is Peacock is one of the cheaper streaming services. It's only $4.99 a month for the non-ad-supported section of the service. And there's a couple of good comedies there, too. So check out Eurovision and go watch a bunch of fun comedy shows, and you'll have a good time.
Well, if you don't know what Eurovision is, now, the Will Ferrell movie was a comedy, but it also, I believe, was pretty close to what really goes on, which is quite incredible. If you think of The Voice, forget it. America's Got Talent, American Idol, no way. This is like ABBA on steroids. As a matter of fact, I believe ABBA first received some recognition by winning this contest years ago. And we all know what happened with ABBA. I mean, they went on to be one of the biggest musical groups in the world. And there is this separation of Europe and the United States, and it's never more prevalent, I think, than with this Eurovision, which Some would say, and I put an asterisk when I use the word campy as a description, because it is so over the top. I mean, the costuming and the production is just amazing. If you think of the what ABBA wore or is wearing, and the sort of, as far as our tastes were concerned, I think I can say that it's looked a little different. This Eurovision is like that 24/7, and for real. I mean, people come from they come from different countries, right? I mean, that's the competition.
Well, it's essentially the Olympics of song is, I think, a good way of thinking about it. It really means something to all these countries. The other thing that's very interesting that they announced, I believe, last week, and should be sort of test exactly what you're talking about, is there's going to be an American version of Eurovision that's called the Eurovision Song Contest. This is going to be called the American Song Contest, and it's premiering in 2022 on NBC. And they're trying a similar sort of thing where instead of countries going against each other, it's going to be all 50 states, five territories, and Washington, D.C. to competing who wins the American Song Contest. So I'm very curious to see whether it goes as wild and over the top as Eurovision, if it goes in a different direction. But that should be kind of fascinating to watch.
You know, what popped into my mind was The Masked Singer. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. That's really some good news. As far as I've never, you know, breaking news, you heard it first right here, an American version of Eurovision. Interesting. I mean, since there's been, as I mentioned, like there's a lot of music competition in the United States for years with American Idol and The Voice and all of that. This, they've got to step it up to some other level to differentiate itself from these other programs that we're so accustomed to.
And you know, all of those programs have borrowed in some way from Eurovision in the United States, because in the United States, we have a tendency to take other formats and try to make them even wilder. I mean, in The Masked Singer, I believe, started as a Korean format that moved over here to the United States and was actually surprisingly muted in its first season compared to the Korean version. But it's gotten to the place where it's just as crazy and wilder, maybe even wilder than the Korean version. So you think about it in the span of that, whatever the American Song Contest is going to do, it has to one-up The Masked Singer, like you're saying, one-up The Voice, one-up American Idol. Maybe they do that with the making it state by state, making people very patriotic about their states, I guess. But we'll see how it works.
All right. Well, that's interesting news, and I'm going to be fascinated to see how it all turns out. Thank you, Alexander, for being once again with us. It's always great to talk to you from Managing Editor of Decider.com.